The dry down continues. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, our pastures are essentially gone.
And we've seen a lot of wells, I mean, having to drill wells deeper, you know, hauling in water.
A lot of cattle producers across Tennessee are really concerned over the long-standing drought, especially those in East Tennessee that have not had any moisture to speak of in quite some time, like Washington County farmer Dustin Pearson.
You know, we started feeding hay last October in 2015, haven't quit yet. Didn't have any grass to mount anything this year. The hay harvests this year, you know, was pretty much non-existent.
And unfortunately, there's no significant rain in sight, so much so that was part of the reasoning for declaring a state of emergency designation for the state by the Tennessee Emergency Management Association. And cattle producers like Jerry Swanks in Meigs County are concerned about even longer-lasting effects from this drought.
That even if we get rain now, that we are not going to get any regrowth to green up anything this year. Concerned about loss of pasture totally because grass may be killed because of the dry weather. It's been dormant so long already.
And obviously there's concern among many producers about the availability of hay going into the winter months, and specifically come January and February. Lawrence County dairy farmer Ernie Jones, who's been a hay brokerer for the past 30 years, says many producers are waiting to buy additional hay to get a better gauge of existing inventory and to also consider selling off more of their cattle.
But a lot of them are going to scale back from what I'm understanding. Even I'm not talking about just in Tennessee, I'm talking about in Alabama and Georgia. Of course, we went through this in 07. We had a huge deduction in cattle numbers in this part of the world. I guess time will tell what's going to happen. They'll either buy feed or they'll get rid of cattle.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.